More and more cash-strapped states are considering expanding gambling beyond their state lotteries to fill budget shortfalls. That means more casinos may be coming your way. There are some being considered here in Massachusetts. But also internet gambling. We want to take a look there today. Last month, the Department of Justice reversed its stance and declared that online gambling is okay as long as it's approved by the state it's in. So does that mean online poker games will soon be going full tilt again? They'd all but disappeared in the U.S. after some high-profile indictments one day last April, a day called Black Friday by the poker community. Will states be running this online gambling, or will they be an overarching federal law? I, Nelson Rose, is an expert on gambling law and a legal consultant to both governments and the gambling industry. He's a professor at Whittier Law School in Encino, California. Nelson, welcome.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And first, start with this Department of Justice ruling. I think we need to back up here. New York and Illinois had asked whether a law from 1961 had prevented them from selling lottery tickets online. But there had also been some high-profile, as we said, indictments against some poker sites. Lay the ground before the Justice Department decision. Where were we in online gambling?
Well, it really starts with 1961, with Bobby Kennedy's war on organized crime. He got the Wire Act passed, and it was designed to cut the wire. What the wire was a telegraph wire that illegal bookies used so that they could get the results of horse races before the bettors. If you ever saw the movie The Sting, you know you don't want the bettors to know the results of the horse races before the bookie. So the Wire Act was designed to go after telegraph wires and horse racing. It's the major federal statute that the Department of Justice has been using to intimidate and scare off internet gambling.
So New York and Illinois had asked the Department of Justice whether that Wire Act of 1961 stopped them from selling lottery tickets online. But meanwhile, we also had online poker sites. These were sites like Absolute Poker Stars and Full Tilt Poker. And do I understand that the Justice Department said that financial institutions couldn't collect and transfer these transactions? This is across state lines. So that, in effect, shut them down?
Well, what happened is it's a wonderful irony that the explosion of internet gambling that is about to sweep the country was created by conservative Republicans trying to outlaw internet gambling. When Bill Frist was the majority leader of the Senate, he rammed through the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act by attaching it to an anti-terrorist bill. That statute made it a crime for a company that is involved in illegal gambling to accept money for illegal internet gambling. But it was rushed through so fast that it's got these exemptions, including it expressly says intrastate gambling is okay. So we now have a conflict. We've got one federal statute, the Wire Act, that is being interpreted as saying intrastate gambling is not legal if a wire happens to cross into another state. And you have another act of Congress that says expressly intrastate gambling is legal and we don't care if a wire crosses into another state. So the Department of Justice was faced with a problem, and they're also faced with a problem, which is we've got, in fact, right now, there are 8 state lotteries that are selling lottery ticket subscriptions online. We have more than half the states doing interstate horse race betting using the internet and telephones. So something had to be done. My theory is that the announcement by the Department of Justice came 2 days before Christmas. I think that was on purpose. Number one, it's a very, very slow news day. Nobody really caught on to what, in fact, is a fairly major decision about legal gambling. Number two, in fact, it's a Christmas present. Barack Obama gave the states the opportunity to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, create thousands of jobs. So what this decision says is the Department of Justice has backed off from its two fairly extreme positions. The Wire Act doesn't cover all forms of gambling. It only covers sports betting. And we don't particularly care anymore if a wire happens to cross into another state.
Well, let me hold you up there. The Justice Department ruling didn't just say all online gambling could happen. Won't it still ban sports betting online?
Well, sports betting is about the only form that is now still have some restrictions under federal law. There are other court cases being filed to challenge what few restrictions exist even on sports betting. We've got 8 states that are selling lottery tickets online right now. They're going to immediately start selling individual tickets, even if the payment processor happens to be in another state. The big question, in fact, will be, are they going to do instant lotteries? Are they going to do scratchers? Because you put a scratch-off ticket on a video screen, and it's a lot like a slot machine. So we've got 8 states that will instantly be doing it. There's another 38 states that have state lotteries. They're all looking to do this.
So as you say, the immediate result of the justice decision is that states are selling lottery tickets online, and they may even refine that more, and more states may be doing it. But what about online gambling?
Well, the first actors will be the state lotteries because they can move fast. If their state statutes allow them, they're going to immediately be doing internet gambling. We already got interstate horse racing. We also have interstate sports betting in Nevada, and both Nevada and the District of Columbia have legalized internet poker. And in fact, in Washington, D.C., they've legalized internet blackjack. Those are not yet up and operating, in part because they were afraid of the Wire Act. Now they know it's okay. So Nevada, in particular, will be setting up intrastate internet poker within a couple months. I expect we are going to see a lot of other states jump on. In fact, the next state, interestingly, will be Iowa. They have been studying this for 3 years. I think Iowa will be legalizing internet poker before April. California is absolutely desperate for money. New Jersey will legalize all forms of internet casinos and even sports betting in a fight in the courts on whether they can do the sports betting. But they'll definitely have internet casinos before the end of the year. And then every other state is desperate for money, and gambling is seen as a painless tax, so they're all going to jump on the bandwagon also.
Well, we're talking about online gambling because the Justice Department has cleared the way for states to consider it. Nelson Rose is a professor at Whittier Law School. He's also a consultant to states and the gambling industry. And some of you are weighing in as well. Rich Mooney of the Poker Players Alliance says his group has more than 1 million members. Agrim Pathak says few online players are problem players. But Eric Fox says we need licensing and regulation to create a safe environment to prevent underage gambling, for instance. And he feels this will be handled much better at the federal level than statewide. You can weigh in as well. HereAndNow.org will pick up in 1 minute. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
Welcome back to our conversation with Whittier Law School professor I. Nelson Rose. He's an expert on gambling law and a legal consultant to both governments and the gambling industry. He predicts an explosion of online poker, lottery ticket sales, and internet casinos as states start to capitalize on last month's Justice Department decision declaring online gambling legal. And Nelson, you were just saying you think Iowa will be one of the first states to move into this. But as you just mentioned, that state released a study that found that legalizing online poker might net between $3 million and $13 million a year. That's far less than the private companies had estimated. California may net maybe $200 million a year. Again, a drop in the bucket of their budget problems. And aren't there questions about what costs the states might incur, say, addiction?
Yeah, there definitely is a downside to expanding legal gambling and making it easily available. But the upside for the states, which are absolutely desperate for money right now, they can't raise taxes anymore, they can't cut services anymore, and they can't have deficits by their state constitutions. So, yeah, when you're facing a $10 or $20 billion deficit like California, it looks like $250 million isn't going to do much, but it is $250 million they don't have now. And to understand the politics, the politicians are legalizing internet gambling solely to raise money. This is not to protect local industry. Caesars Entertainment isn't here in California. But the state's going to want somebody like them to come in and give them $100 million plus 20% of the gross gaming revenue. There's a big political fight because the local operators, the card clubs, and the Indian tribes, they want the license. Now, when the two coincide, like in New Jersey, where the big money are the local operators, we know New Jersey is going to legalize internet casinos. The licenses will be to the Atlantic City casinos.
That's as opposed to just playing online poker. So help us with that, because we understand some states are just focusing on poker because they want it to be a game of some sort of skill. You know, we mentioned the addiction. Well, if you're just sort of rolling, oranges and lemons, It's a game of luck, and then you're back into lottery land. And some states want to make sure that if they do online gambling, it's a game of skill.
It all depends on the local politics. In New Jersey, the Atlantic City casinos don't see much problem with legalizing internet casinos as long as they're the ones who operate it. In Nevada, they do not have internet casinos. They only have internet poker and sports betting because they don't want people to stay at home. They want people to go to the casinos. But in 44 of the states, I think we will start with mostly poker and, of course, the state lotteries, and we've already got horse racing. And then it's going to expand. Blackjack and craps and slot machines will be coming because, in fact, legal gambling makes money, it creates jobs, and the downside, the social impact, is more hidden. The compulsive gamblers don't have alcohol on their breath. So, and children gambling, it's very hard to detect to see if there really is a lot of them. I have to say the internet gambling industry is actually fairly good at protecting minors and protecting compulsive gamblers from themselves. But bringing gambling into the home is dangerous, and there will be a downside for society.
Yeah, we can't get grandma out of the back room. We can't get dad to, go to work. Those different things that we've heard. But you say online gambling creates jobs. That's counterintuitive, because you would think that if something's happening on the computer as opposed to having to hire 400 people to run a casino, online gambling would actually eliminate or not create as many jobs as a brick and mortar would.
First, by the way, in response to your comments about grandma, the elderly tend to be the ones who most want legal gambling, particularly internet, which makes it easy for them to do it. But in terms of jobs, you're right. Internet gambling can't create the number of jobs that land-based creates. A land-based casino is very labor-intensive. It has thousands of employees. Any internet service doesn't have that number of employees. It will, however, create jobs. And the states can require that those jobs be in their state.
Well, and staying along the same line, we are going to talk to you down the road about casinos, the brick-and-mortar gambling. And we know how huge international gambling is with huge casinos now in Macau, for instance. But now that online gambling has been sort of cleared here in the U.S. by this justice ruling, doesn't this mean that these already established casinos in, let's say, Macau could start their internet online gambling and get the U.S. market?
They won't necessarily get the U.S. market. You're not going to get a whole lot of people in the United States who are going to log on to the Hong Kong Jockey Club to go bet on soccer. And you're not going to be going on to a Chinese language site unless you speak Chinese.
One last quick question, Nelson Rose. With each state having its own unique approach to online gambling, do you think this will be completely left up to the states to regulate, or will there be an overarching federal law?
I'm in somewhat of a dispute with some of the people who want a federal law because I don't think a federal law is going to happen. The big players here, like Caesars Entertainment, of course, does not want to compete in 50 states against 50 local, politically powerful gambling operators for getting one of the very few licenses that will be issued. So we're not going to see anything coming through Congress, at least for a couple years. And by that time, the states will be up and operating. It took 45 years to go from zero state lotteries in this country to now almost every state has a state lottery. It's not going to take four decades for internet gambling to spread across the United States.
Interesting to see what will happen as a result of all of this. I'm Nelson Rose, a professor at Whittier Law School in Encino, California, an expert on gambling law. He also writes the blog Gambling and the Law. Nelson, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And again, you can weigh in on this at hereandnow.org. And while there, what do you want to hear from President Obama in tomorrow's State of the Union address? We're going to hear from voters across the country, but let us hear from you now at hereandnow.org. Still ahead today, how the National Weather Service is upgrading its radar. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, and by the Harvard Art Museums, from Chinese jades to Jasper Johns, Byzantium to Bernini. Learn more at harvardartmuseums.org. And by the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, with Isaac Julian's 10,000 Waves, a 9-screen video installation featuring Maggie Chung, ICABoston.org.